7. Office visit. Listen to a conversation between a student and a professor, and fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Hey, Professor Scott, I need to talk to you. I've got a problem.
Yes, Stephen. What's the matter?
Well, I have a scheduling conflict. I can't make the final, and I was wondering if there was any way that I could take it some other time during finals week.
Why can't you go to the final exam?
I have a dance recital that I can't miss. I'm a dance major, and this recital is a mandatory event for all dance majors. It's impossible to make it up. It's a huge event that only happens once a year. It's a big part of my grade for both my flamenco and my modern dance classes. Plus, my partner and I got the final performance spot on the recital, which is a big honor.
Well, I understand if you have to go to this recital, but it's really not up to me whether or not you can reschedule the final. You're going to have to talk to the head of the English department, Professor Sampson.
Do you think he'll let me take the final at another time?
I think so, but you're going to need to present some kind of proof that you have to go to this dance recital.
What kind of proof?
You should go to both of your dance teachers and ask them to write a note that explains why you can't miss this recital.
I'll do that. Thank you for all of your help.
No problem, Stephen. And good luck with the department head.
1. Why can't the student miss the recital? Two. What does his professor say to the student? Three. What will the student need to provide as proof?